two issues that come up when people are washing in Tilas Yadayim before they eat bread is issue number one, let's say someone accidentally or purposely speaks out after he washes but before he says the bracha of Al Tilas Yadayim. And issue number two is after you dry your hands and you're sitting at the table ready to, you know, ready to make hamotzi or listen to the hamotzi, is one permitted to speak out at then? Usually there is a decent length wait, and therefore there's lots of gesturing and grunting and different motions, but very little talking. So oftentimes, as, at least when I was a little kid, I was told that if you, it's okay to speak out after you wash, before you make the bracha, because you haven't said the bracha yet, so that's fine. And based on that, many people extrapolated that on Pesach, when you wash for Urchatz, you're allowed to talk the whole time because you haven't made a bracha, and that's fine. Whereas after you make the bracha, then you for sure cannot talk. And if you would talk out in between making the bracha of Matil Sedayim and the Hamotzi, you would then have to wash again with the bracha. So this was the issue that I wanted to clarify. And to start with, wanted to discuss why is it that we make the bracha after we wash the Tilas Yadayim. So normally we have a klal gadol that kol mitzvah mevarchan alav over lasiyaso. We make the bracha before we do the mitzvah, and therefore we would say a berachas mitzvah right before we actually perform the mitzvah. So why is it that when it comes to the Tilas Yadayim, we make the bracha after we wash? So this is a discussion in Tosfos and the Rush. It's really, this comes up in Meseches Pesachim and Meseches Brachos, and the Gemara in Meseches Pesachim there is discussing all the mitzvahs we make the bracha over lasiyaso, except for Tevilas Hager. Tevilas Hager is one of the few exceptions, because obviously we say that before that he's a gavra lo chazi. He's not a fit individual to make a bracha. He's going to make the bracha asher kiddushanu tzosav tzivanu. He's not even Jewish yet. Let him go dunk in the mikvah, and then after he comes out of the mikvah, he's Jewish, and therefore it's shayach for him to make the bracha on the tevila. And this carries over to many scenarios. First of all, what about tevila in general? So nowadays, men don't really have a mitzvah to be tovel like they would in days when we're knowing Tuma and Tara, but women who are nidos, they have a mitzvah to be tovel, and therefore they make the bracha perhaps after they tovel, similar to the ger, or say no, before they're tovel, they're still full Jews, and therefore they should be allowed to make the bracha before. Okay, so the minhag there, the Ramah quotes, is that the women will dunk once, and then they'll make the bracha after the tevila, similar to tevila. So again, we make a low plug. Similarly, other scenarios where we would make the bracha after we do the mitzvah, says Tosfos, would be Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is a case where we normally should make the bracha right before we wash. So Tosfos and the Rush there give two reasons. Same thing in Brachos also. In Tosfos, I don't remember if the Rush and Brachos discusses it, but the Tosfos says that two reasons why we would make the bracha after we wash in Al Netilas Yadayim. Number one, in no particular order, I don't have the Tosfos in front of me, sorry. Number one, it would be due to the fact that sometimes a person is washing the Tilas Yadayim having come out of the bathroom or some other scenario where they haven't been careful what they did with their hands prior to this netila, and therefore their hands might not be clean, and one is not supposed to make a bracha with unclean hands. That being the case, we would want to wash first, making sure that our hands are fit for making the bracha, and then we will make the bracha of Tilas Yadayim. Reason number two is that it's not really a problem anyway of over lasiyaso, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to make hamotzi and eat the bread while your hands are still wet. The Gemara says that if you do that, it's ki'ilu your hands are still tamei when you're eating the bread, and that you're not allowed to do. And therefore, since it's prior to the niguv, it's not actually flying in the face of over lasiyaso, because you haven't finished the mitzvah yet. You still have a fairly overt part of the mitzvah, although the truth be told, if you would just let your hands air dry, that would also be sufficient. But nevertheless, you haven't finished the mitzvah yet, and therefore it's not flying in the face, not going completely against the concept of over lasiyaso, and we would allow you to make the bracha at that point. So these are the two main reasons, according to Tosfos and the Rush, why we do make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim after we wash rather than before we wash. Happens to be, though, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Chet, Se'if Yud Aleph, the Mechaber paskins against the shitas that we just quoted. Mechaber says, Mevarech Kodem Netila, Shekol Mitzvos Mevarech Aleim Over Lasiyasa. So you're supposed to actually make the bracha before you wash, because every mitzvah you do over Lasiyasa. And then he writes, Vanagu Shelo Levarech Ad Achar Netila, Mishum De Pa'am Shein Yadam Nikios. So he says two possibilities, neither of which we do. Number one, you should make the bracha first. Possibly number two is that wash once on each hand, then rub them together or wait for the second washing and make the bracha, and then you wash a second time. And then the Ramah throws in, you can make the bracha before you dry your hands. As we quoted before, niguv is considered part of the mitzvah as well. And then the Ramah just adds, it says, if you actually made a mistake and you dried your hands, you still could make the bracha then too. That is all acceptable. So now, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that you make the bracha before. And the Ramah says our minhag is to make the bracha afterwards. It's interesting how the Shulchan Aruch is really learning pshat in the tour. If you look in the Baragola there, he says that's his pshat in the tour. It's not so pashut that that's really what the tour. The tour probably meant what the Ashkenazim do, which is that we make the bracha after we wash, the way the Ramah says. But nevertheless, it seems to be the prevalent minog, even among many Sfardim, is that you wash first and then you make the bracha. Although, if you look in the Bir Halacha here, he has a little bit of a commentary on the Mechaber, and he writes, "Hinei b'lashon Shulchan Aruch mashma demisherotza levarech kodem anatila im yadav nikios yuchal levarech. If you want to wash, make the bracha before you wash, you can if your hands are clean." V'chein kaza beis Yosef de lo kodem mashma b'lashon atur dein l'shanos. He says, which sounds against the tour, who sounds like he says you should always make the bracha afterwards. Vapri magadim kasav the kodem anatila yesh lomar dahavi over the over ayin sham. He says there it's not so pashut that you're even allowed to make the bracha before according to the primogadim. Amnam bor zarua hev b'shem sefer mektzos b'shem rabbeinu chananel b'shem rabosav ageonim shem avarch v'achar kach notol yadav. So he quotes many early sources that they did used to make the bracha before they washed. Kedase sefer mektzos mashma gam das harambam shekasa b'din aseder. Quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, who says he sounds like that as well. Mevarech al netilas yadayim v'notal yadav. Right? And then says it again. Al netilas yadayim v'notal yadav shniya. Mashma milshono kipshute de mevarech v'acharach notal yadav. Simple understanding of the Rambam sounds like you should first make the bracha and then wash. V'alkein mistaber da dinim v'es Yosef de'ein limchos biyad misha yirtze levarech kodem anatila. So he says it sounds like the Beis Yosef is right, that you should not protest someone who wants to make the bracha first, if he knows that his hands are clean. And from time to time, you'll see such an individual who does this. Now, what's relevant about this for us? Generally speaking, we don't conduct ourselves this way. We first wash and then we make the bracha. So, but it's helpful in our understanding of the purpose that the bracha serves. The bracha is supposed to be made over lasiyaso of the mitzvah. So really, just like any other mitzvah, where if you made the bracha, let's say you're about to shake a lulav, and you say, Baruch Hashem, Kenem Al-Khalam, Asher Kedushan Al-Tilas Lulav, and then you are mafsik, now you have to make another bracha, because your bracha was not chal on the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, because it wasn't over Lasiyaso. Similarly, this bracha is supposed to be over Lasiyaso of Netilas Yadayim. So either you could say, we don't have a choice, you have to make it later, or it's over Lasiyaso of the Niguv. But you certainly cannot speak out and make a hefsik in between the bracha and the washing. And therefore, if someone washes Netilas Yadayim and then speaks out before he makes the bracha, he absolutely should wash Netilas Yadayim again. Ironically, at that point, one could argue that it's better to make the bracha before you wash, because you know, bevados, that your hands are 100% clean for the sake of the bracha, but you have additional problems that come up if you spoke out in between, because now you know that your hands are 100% kosher for eating bread. Maybe you're not really chayef to wash Netilas Yadayim anymore. So that's why I would strongly, strongly recommend that one not speak out after washing Netilas Yadayim and prior to making the bracha, because that raises significant issues. And that is issue number one. Issue number two is, what's the status of you now that you've you've washed atilas yadayim, and you want to eat bread. Are you allowed to speak out at that point? So this is subject to a machlokas rishonim in terms of how you understand a very simple line of the Gemara. The Gemara says there are three tkifos hain, there are three takefs where you have to do one thing and then right away you do the next thing. So takef was smicha shchita, right? If you do smicha on a certain type of carbon, shecht it right away. Takef was geula tefila, right after you mention the geula in davening and berachas kriya shema, you go straight into your shemoneh esrei. And takef for netilas yadayim, bracha, and right after netilas yadayim comes the bracha. So that is one, right, that's one version of the story. And then Abaye adds in takef l'tamid chacham and bracha, right after coming in contact with tamid chacham, you receive a bracha, and that is all the Gemara on daf nun beis amid alef. Later in the Masechta, the Gemara on daf nun beis amid beis points out there's another lashon of takef, which is takef l'netilas yadayim seuda. Right after netilas yadayim comes the seuda. So based on the first lashon of takef l'netilas yadayim bracha, some Rishonim suggest that it's referring to, he quotes on the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Samach Vav. Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Yoel, and also he quotes this from the Rambam and Rabbeinu Simcha, that tekef l'netil sedayim bracha is referring to the mayim achronim. So when you wash mayim achronim, you have to bench immediately, and you cannot have any kind of hefsik in between the tilas mayim achronim and the actual benching that we're going to say. This is something that people are not super careful with for various reasons, but really one should not be mafsik, even with shira malos or other things, after washing mayim achronim. However, there's another daya in the Rishonim that a tekef miltila bracha is referring to the same thing as what we said before, tekef miltila sedayim seuda. You're not supposed to have any kind of hefsik in between the netilas yadayim and the meal, and therefore you should not be osik in other things. It's not just because we're afraid that you're going to be misiach das and then touch parts of your body which are not clean or touch things that aren't clean. It's more than that. It's that part of the mitzvah is that immediately upon washing your hands, you should make the hamotzi. So this is the machlokas rishonim in terms of how to understand these ideas of tekef l'netila bracha or tekef l'netila sidayim seuda. What are we to make of it? So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Vav, which is a whole one sif that's dedicated to this topic, he says yesh omrim she'ein sarach lizar mila hafsik bein netila l'hamotzi. Some say you don't have to be careful about not making a hefsik between the netila sidayim and hamotzi. Yesh omrim she'tzarach lizar. Right? Some say you have to be careful of the tov lizar. So he paskins like those Rishonim who say that one should be careful not to make any kind of hefsik in between the tilas yadayim and making hamotzi. And then the Ramah adds on not to wait too long either. Waiting too long, 22 amos, is considered a hefsik as well. So you should try to be quick and careful not to have any major hefsik in between. And the Mishnah Berurah points out is we're concerned, according to those Rishonim who say that you should try not to be mafsik, it's saying that you shouldn't have a hesach hadas of any type, and therefore you shouldn't get involved in major talking, and you shouldn't get involved, even talking divrei Torah, etc. And if you're just sitting there, then all you have to worry about is waiting too long. And he says, what does it mean that you're trying to be careful? So he points out in Sivkat and Beis, afilu sicha muetis, even to talk a little bit, even in Devarei Torah, levad ne'advarim she'im letzorech su'uda demuta lahafsik l'kulei alma. Except if something is a needs of the su'uda, that is definitely mutter, even according to the Deya who says you're not supposed to make any kind of hefsik because that is tzorech su'uda. So this is the generally accepted practice that we try to be machmir, not to wait too long. That's something we should try to be careful about. And also not to speak at all, if you can avoid speaking at all, which includes sign language, includes any kind of grunting, of signaling, anything of the sort. We should try not to speak out in between atilas yadayim and the hamotzi and eating of the bread. Important to note before we go further that in Sifkat and Vav, Mishnah Berurah points out that Vidai should know the Iker Dint Kifa Hamuskar B'Simen Zeh Hurak Mitzvah Lichat Chila. The whole idea is only a mitzvah Lichat Chila. B'Di'evet Afilu Shoha Harbe O Hivsik Main Taim Ein Sarach Lachsor V'Lito Yadav. Even if you spoke out in between, you do not have to wash your hands again. So long as you have not completely forgotten to, you know, take care that your hands are nice and clean. So if you speak out, you don't need to wash again. And if you wash again, please do not make a bracha. This would be a huge mistake and a bracha levatala, because the isser of being mafsik at that point is subject to a machlokes. And even the mandamer who says that you're not allowed to be mafsik doesn't hold that you have to wash again at that point. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah stresses you don't have to wash again, even if you mistakenly spoke out. But in terms of what we try to do, we try not to be mafsik. We try to, again, even the mandamer says you shouldn't do it. He says, you have to be careful. V'tov lizar, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's good to be careful. I heard from a grandson-in-law of Rav Avadya Yosef that Rav Avadya, although in his svarim he does paskin, you should not speak out in between the Tilos Yadayim and Hamotzi. He himself was knowing that he spoke fairly regularly. He paskin like the lenient opinion of the Rambam and others, that although you can't speak out after Mayim Achronim, after Mayim Rishonim you can. And therefore, he would speak normally. I assume, his way, he spoke mostly Divrei Torah, but nevertheless, he spoke, and he was fairly casual about it, according to the testimony that I heard. But nevertheless, it is not the accepted minhag to speak casually after Netilas Yadayim. But if you have a situation where you're trying to get the meal going, and examples that I've heard from major poskim of this is, you don't have to say salt when you need the salt for hamotzi. You can just say, can you please pass the salt? If people are delaying in the kitchen and it's taking too long, and you might actually have the type of hefsek that the Ramah is talking about of waiting too long, then it's worthwhile to say something to the effect of, can everyone please come to the table? These are all things that are completely mutter to do according to both opinions, and should be done in place of a lot of the angry grunting and signaling, which tends to really lanias daiti. It tends to ruin the atmosphere of the Shabbos table, and it also makes the whole halacha into kind of somewhat of a joke. When in general, it's good not to treat halacha like a joke. And I think when you cough words and you whisper words and you mouth words and you signal, it tends to turn a lot of these things into a complete joke. And people are violating the halacha, thinking that they're sort of tricking God or tricking themselves, and it's really not a worthwhile practice, considering if they would just speak like a mensch, it would be considered heter gomor, provided that their words are tzorchei sudah.